I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends,
howdy howdy, how's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. I just got Mike smacked in the face from my cat. Amber, how are you?
I'm doing good. Leslie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm a little overstimulated, yeah. But I really am fine.
Yeah, I think that you're choosing the cat mom life instead of what your heart and soul wants, which is to not have another being in your office right now.
I guess it'll distract me if I can hear him scream out there. We'll see. If I get really frustrated, I am gonna throw him out, but he's just walking around.
I think he's doing great. Oh, yeah, good. He's just walking around. Mm-hmm. He's just letting you pet him. I think he's doing a good job
on top of
until
my desk.
The mic smacks your face.
Always. I know, right when we start recording. Anyway, so yeah, I'm good. Just a little overstimulated, but you know, another day, another dollar, just living someone's dream. How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty tired. You know, and I think I've dropped it a couple times with the Explorers, but I did get a new job and it did start a little bit ago. And just that new job, trying to get situated in a new area, learn about a new team, and then also I did like a career change, so it has nothing to do with the medical field, and learning how to function in a non-medical job after being in one for so long is just
a mind fuck, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's exactly as exhausting as it sounds.
Yes, well, and it's because you're learning something, like you just said, you're learning a completely new skill. Sorry, I did have to put Ripley outside because he's an asshole.
I was going to say it was short-lived, but you did beautifully. That was the smoothest transition we've done to being slightly distracted while trying to also do the podcast.
Oh, good. Good, good. We're getting better.
We are. So, yeah, I'm doing good.
Thriving.
I'm just tired.
Yes.
Yep, thriving. I feel like you're probably on the tired end, too.
Yeah. Always.
It's weird, guys. We don't have our Marco Polo like we normally do, so I feel like I've missed an entire week of Leslie's life, and I actually don't know what's going on.
Did we tell everybody that I can't get in because it's like attached to some weird ass email that I cannot remember the password for the life of me, and I have like 5 tries a day, and then it locks me out, and I'm gonna remember one of these days.
The dedication. Well, and I'm impressed. I would have made a new profile by now.
I mean, I guess I could just do that, but like,
no, I like the drive. I feel like you're going to feel really rewarded when you break in.
There just are other things that are attached to that I didn't realize. Like, and there are things.
So like, we've got to get back into this email.
I mean, like my Snapchat, I've literally had my Snapchat since it very first came out when we were in college. And like, so I have like some of my memories. I mean, I have from.
Yeah,
so long
forever
ago. Yeah, so like I don't necessarily want to like get rid of it completely, but like you know, it is what it is. It's probably fine.
Yeah. I just love the dedication. I really do, because when you talk about that, it's very sentimental and sweet, and for like I was just like, oh yeah, Leslie's just doing her thing. I didn't realize there was like a deeper reason behind it.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. there's I'm not very deep. There's not much deep.
That's pretty deep, Leslie, to be like, I don't want to lose these memories.
Is that deep?
That's special. It's cute.
You don't
yes.
like to look at like photos, like old photos or anything?
I do. But like if I lost access to an app, like I lost access to MySpace and I was like, well, those memories are gone. But I don't think about it every day.
I do.
You do?
I am, because so I was able to get into my MySpace up until like 2-3 years ago. But when I logged in after, I don't know, it was probably like in 2020 maybe, it converted it to like the new MySpace and I lost a lot. And so I was upset, but, and I tried to look at my MySpace on like the Wayback Machine because I used to like code, you know, I would, I'd give money to be able to go back and look at some of my old MySpace profiles. I do think about it all the time.
Okay. When you talk about the coding sentiment, yes, because I spent hours
so long
on dial up internet, guys. Think of being in a very rural place with only like one bar and you just keep refreshing and nothing's happening and you're driving through the middle of nowhere and you're just like,
I hate it here.
Thank God I put my Google Maps on before I lost internet, because at least those will keep pointing me in the right direction.
Yeah, that's how you felt?
That's how AOL feels.
I know, we weren't an AOL.
All the time.
We weren't an AOL fam. We did MSN.
I know, and your internet was so much better, and I loved going over to your house and getting on your internet, because mine would just spin and not work and freeze and boot me off, and I would get so frustrated. Like, you lived.
That's
one of those signs where I was like, I have a rich friend.
you didn't. I don't know. Well, I think, I know, I do. You made that face. I do think of the life that I grew up in, and I'm like, I don't know how the fuck my parents did that.
They just were very lucky at the time that they purchased things.
I know.
100%.
They were living the good life. Mm-hmm. Probably not. So. I don't know. My mom started listening. Mom, if I'm wrong, if I'm completely wrong, you don't have to tell me. Just let me live delusionally. I had a pretty good childhood, you know?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I think it was great. Yeah. I think we both had good childhoods and we both experienced things. But yeah, I had AOL and it was rough coding MySpace. So I will... Mine's a little less like sentimental. It's more like you were so dedicated to sitting there and going through your internet, crashing for hours to just like add this little thing that maybe danced.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then I loved it when you could learn how to like remove things, or you could like code to have less than 8 friends on your top, you know, just.
Oh my gosh. I was so in it. I was so good at it.
The surveys. Do you remember the surveys?
Yes.
Oh my God. And then when you'd have a sleepover and you both would do the survey.
Yes. Or like you knew someone was talking about you in the survey.
Oh my God. The subtweeting before subtweeting was for real.
So I remember in high school when we were using MySpace, I was messaging a boy and he was messaging me, but he was also messaging 3 of my friends. And we all had to share the computer, so we all saw each other's messages.
Oh my
and
God.
We all knew who was flirting with who.
The drama.
And I remember him choosing me over 2 girls that I thought were very pretty and very popular.
Ooh, you were very pretty.
It was
and
my first. No, it was my first like I got picked moment, and I've been chasing that high ever since.
You have not. I love those moments when you're like, me. Like, I think a girl.
It's me.
A girl will remember that feeling. The first time they've had that feeling forever, no matter who it was. I agree.
Well, and I think, too, it's like it's usually around your first love or your second. Like, it was high school flirty love, right? Like, it was early love. And I just think that person got a love from me that was so deep and so unguarded and so juvenile that like I'll never be able to give that to someone else, and that's so sweet and sentimental. But like I had the same like high when my MySpace looked on point.
I get it.
Like, did I love MySpace more than any other social media, and have I been chasing that high since MySpace?
Yes,
100%.
I know, if Justin Timberlake had never bought MySpace, I think the world would be a better place. I'll say it.
Was it Justin Timberlake that did it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, that ruined the tour way before the arrest. Like, what the fuck?
Oh my gosh. I thought,
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. I thought we talked about. Yeah, no, for sure. He bought it. It's his fault. He's the reason that it sucks. And that's when it became like that music thing, you know?
Yes.
It's because
and I did love like when we could play songs. Like when it first was introduced and it was just. You just put that song on that you were like, this is exactly how my teenage angst feels, and no one's going to understand me better unless they listen to this song right now.
So many of my relationships Well, one of my relationships like started because of my MySpace song.
I think that's why we're so deep mm-hmm. with each other too, because like I was able to listen to whatever song you put up and I was like, oh, my girl needs me to text her right now. She's got some deep feelings.
I had this one boyfriend and oh my God, the music tweeting, the sub music posting was so, ugh, it was awful. I look back now. Robbie and I are married because I was arguing with someone over MySpace. We were doing a status war. And he called me a bitch and I was like, go fuck yourself. And then Robbie like slid into my DMs and was like, I think you guys should like move this off MySpace and the rest is history. So like I owe MySpace.
You were like, this is the adult figure that I need.
Gag. Older boy with a job and a car, say less. It was really, and actually I didn't like him at all at that point. Anyway.
It was a real enemies to lovers kind of love story there.
But way less spicy. Not as spicy as you're thinking. Because, you know, we were 15. So yeah. We didn't know what spice was.
Enemies to lovers was like,
you're so annoying.
I'm going to call you my boyfriend. And even though I'm so annoyed, I'll still wear a t-shirt that says number one girlfriend. Two sizes too small.
It's cute.
With glitter glue on it.
Things we did, you know? Things he did.
No, so he was in it.
He was in it.
And he complained about it, but he was in it. He still
he wore that shit. You're right. And that's actually a good like kind of segue.
This is a beautiful segue. Oh, I'm so obsessed.
Because I'm sure we are on some sort of list from our MySpace days. I guarantee you they have mm-hmm. access to that way back. And they saw some concerning shit.
Oh, yeah. So today, guys, we're going to talk about what FBI most watch lists are we on? What's in our FBI file? Really just like, what does the FBI think about us?
And we know, like, you know, our FBI boyfriends, I mean, mine has been, they've been with us forever, right? They've been tracking us since the dawn of our social media, our digital footprint, you could say. So I think ours knows us pretty well. Like millennials in general, I say ours, like, our age, because we have literally had technology and we've had this sort of tracking moment because it started after 9/11. That's why they all started listening to our shit, mm-hmm. you know, so
they didn't care before. They were like, these fuckers are just doing weird bullshit.
I think they maybe did care. And then again, making lemons out of lemonade, they were like, oh, but we're doing it for national security because we have
so
this
they were able to like
attack.
Hide. They were able to hide less.
It's what I think.
Saying.
Right. Conspiracy theory. Again, another what? Like, so my
another list you're on.
So like our files as millennials are, I'm sure, just thick.
They're probably the thickest generation yet.
Literally, because we've had so much life on the internet.
Like, I remember needing to know how to get onto the internet so we could play the Oregon Trail.
Hells like, yeah.
We were the first generation with computer lab. Like, I know generations before us, there were computers before us, yada, yada, yada. But we were the first ones that were like getting outside of what the school made for mm-hmm. us. I remember being able to Google whatever the hell I wanted in high school.
Oh,
there were no blocks.
No, I know we could get on Facebook. They remember they said they were gonna like block it, but they never did.
They didn't know how.
We were always on that shit. And like
the only reason you got caught is because the librarian was standing right behind you looking at what was on your screen, not because there was some firewall blocking this shit.
No, I think it was my sophomore year, maybe my junior year. Actually, I think it was my senior year. One of my first classes was a computer class. And yeah, we all just sat there on Facebook all day. And the teacher knew it.
Do you remember the webcams taking pictures with all the like funny filters and shit?
Those were that's only the cool kids did that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, our files are thick. Mm-hmm. Three C's.
Yeah. And so we just wanted to like kind of dive into maybe a couple that we think either lists that we're on, like I said, mm-hmm. or just like things that are in our files. Yeah. So MySpace, I feel like wasn't on my list originally, we just fell right into that. That was phenomenal.
Yeah, we're for sure on a list for that. For sure.
So Leslie, what was one of the things that you thought?
Okay. I'm just going to go in order of what popped in my head. I'm definitely... Okay, so Mattress Firm, right?
Okay.
That's not real. They're not... I mean, they might sell a mattress or two, but it's a money They're laundering. A front. Yeah, for yeah, sure.
100. So I've never bought a mattress from Mattress Firm. I bought one from a company that sent it to me in a little box, but I did not go to Mattress Firm to buy a mattress.
Well, and they're all over the place. Like...
And never open or never see a car in the parking lot.
I think they are always open. They're open to like 10 p.m., but there's never anyone there. So, no, it's not real. It's fake.
That businessman is a mobster who made it up really high in the chain.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, instead of bootlegging alcohol and stuff like that, they were just like, no, like, we're just going to, like, pretend we have mattresses.
I will say, yeah, I don't quite know, right, who it is, if it's the mob, it's mm-hmm. the American government, like, I don't, the Russians, like, I don't know who's laundering, but it's...
But money is going through that rinse cycle.
Yeah, that shit is fake. Fake as mm-hmm. fuck.
Okay, I can see that. So, I like that.
That was the first one I put. Yeah, I'm definitely on that list.
Okay. So, I think one of mine that kind of sticks out is... One where I am obsessed with, like, the healing properties of, like, crystals.
Right. You're on...
Trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, like, medicinal. Like,
herbs. Uh-huh. Yeah, like, a little holistic life where I'm like, yes, if you do put this stone that is the same color as my third eye chakra on my forehead, it will open my psychic abilities. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what the list would be called.
I did
woo woo.
Well, I was thinking that, like,
dabbling
when, like, we decide that witches are bad again, like, mm-hmm. definitely, obviously, in that file, you and yeah, me both.
Like, I'll be in the next Salem.
Yes, right.
So, yeah, like, some little girl will have convulsions and say, "I did it."
So, are we gonna? So, I guess we're, like, in the spiritual file.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe someday X-Files will give me a call and ask for my services. But we're not there yet.
Can I tell you a secret that I'm also telling all of our listeners? I've never seen the X-Files.
Neither have I. It was just from context clues that I was able to make that joke.
Yeah, no, okay. I mean, I understand. I know the premise. I know what it is. I want to watch it. I just have never watched it. Not even the new ones. I wanted to watch the new ones, but I didn't.
I know, for me, like, the old ones, at least, it's like the thought of, like, going back and watching something
so that cheesy. Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Ugh. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. But, like, I wish back in the day I would have gotten into it. Mm-hmm. It's like Charmed. I never watched Charmed growing up. I tried watching it as an adult and I was like, no, I had to be there. And I wasn't there.
My cousin was in an episode of Charmed. And that's the
I do know that.
So that's the only episode I ever watched and it scared the shit out of me. Because it was, I mean, he was Cupid, but, like, it was about, like, a succubus. And it was very, very scary. And so, yeah, that's the only episode I ever watched.
And, like, again, but watching it as an adult now, because, mm-hmm. like I said, I did watch it as an adult.
It doesn't.
That scary succubus would be cheesy as fuck to you today.
Okay, so you're saying
I don't think it would scare you.
Because, yeah, I watched...
But, like, for people who watched it back in the day, it probably still slaps because it's, like, the nostalgia. But I never watched it, yeah. So I'm like, meh. I can just tell that's, like, a fake prosthetic that's applied not well.
Is that how you feel about Supernatural?
Yeah.
Because, see, I watched Supernatural in my 20s for the first time, but I do really like it. I love Supernatural.
I mean, the plot might be at it, but it's usually, like, the makeup and the, like, fake fighting that's all slow and...
Are you talking about Dean and Sam? Are you talking shit?
Yeah. Also, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Never like, they all kind of... But it fits the same vibe. Yeah. It's like the 90s, like, I'm going to pretend that I'm running and kicking. Huh, huh. And then you're like, no, you are on straps and you can tell.
Okay, well, I'm going to pretend you're not talking shit about Dean and Sam.
Well, so I'm on a list for that, too, I guess. So please, Supernatural fans, do not come for me. They're apologize. They're crazy.
I know. Be careful. I'm not even like I've never finished the show, just being honest here. But no, it's.
Yeah, I don't want that heat. Like, please, I'm staying out of the kitchen.
They get tattoos. Just,
like,
you know.
Yeah. Love you all. I'm probably wrong.
if she knew who Dean and Sam, you would love Dean. Jensen Ackles is so hot. Ugh, my God. Anyway.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I would say those are two of my lists, is Crystal Lover.
Perfect.
And Supernatural
Hater.
Novice.
Oh, okay, right. Okay. Next on my list is when Trump starts criminalizing weed again. I'm for sure gonna be on that list as well.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think everybody knows.
There's an electronic footprint and
very
exchange
so.
of funds. Like
very much so. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in that list as well.
I know. Well, and it's kind of hard for that because it's like I really enjoy the fact that like I'm not going to go to jail for having this like on my person.
Right.
But like at least when we were buying ditchweed, there was no paper trail.
Yeah, I mean, I also can see me if I'm going to be like a farmer, right? They're going to come like the DEA is going to come bust my weed farm. Like I'm for sure probably on that list too.
Yeah, like when they see that you get a plot of land with the many taxes that you'll have to pay on it and stuff, they might be like, "Oh, let's give it like 15 years. Let's let her build it up really and then let's take it down." Yeah, like I think they're going to watch you for a long time.
Perfect. I'll smoke plenty of weed in that time.
Yeah, but they're definitely like gonna let it become a big like thing.
I'm not gonna like sell it to people, just like my friends, and I'm not even gonna sell it. I'm just gonna like give it to them, you know.
Ah, so kind of like how all the people who like crafting, which is a list that I can be on, yeah. A craft enthusiast. I don't want to be paid for the crafts that I make. I just like want to do them, but I also don't want to have all of them, so I want to give them to people.
Yeah. Well, this is only if like prohibition happens for weed. I mean, mm-hmm. If I'm gonna be a weed farmer in today's market, I'm selling that shit. Not to you, you can have it for free, but I'm selling that shit to other people, you know.
I'm glad I'm in the club. Yeah.
But yeah, if it's illegal, then I'll just, or if it is, yeah, if it is
recriminalized,
thank you, you can have some of my weed farm. Anyway,
thank you.
So yeah, that's another list that I figured I would be on.
Mm-hmm. See, and then one of the ones I thought of too was just like embarrassing moments. So this is like what's in my file. Maybe I'm not part of a list, but this is in my file, mm-hmm. of like just like embarrassing moments that I've lived. Like they probably wrote that down just to like be like, oh yeah, that was a poor experience.
Like,
as a human, we could torture her with that later.
Like, what's one that you would think of?
This is a way throwback to back when we did True Crime Day. So old moon, old us.
Oh.
I told you guys a story about how I was on a certain college campus in a certain floral lace maxi skirt.
Yes.
And the slip rode up and I got some wind on some regions that haven't experienced a lot of wind or weather.
That's right. I forgot about that. But you look real good from that angle though. So like, I know it probably was really embarrassing, but like,
I got laughed at, definitely heard that. And then I got a double take, which at first, like while I was walking down, I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking hot. And then I realized, no, my thong, that was on display.
Yeah, but again, it's a good look, it's a good angle for you, so they probably enjoyed it.
I mean, lots of strangers saw it. I walked from one end of campus to the other.
That's bad.
Like I literally walked for probably 10 minutes before I realized
thank
God I realized it before I walked into the counselor's office.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Stopped in the bathroom, looked down, and
did you cry?
No.
Oh, okay.
But it was because I had to meet the counselor in like 2 minutes.
I'm sorry to make you bring it up again. Sorry.
But like, I feel like the FBI will use that as like a way to torture me.
Like they don't need to 100%. Waterboard you. They're just going to be like, remember this one time, and then like show you the picture. And then you're going to
these reactions that I saw. Like, what if like I didn't know who the person was, but now I'm like randomly like acquaintances.
Oh no.
With
what
them
if you work with them
years later?
What if they're one of a, what if they're,
at the rec center
or like a parent? Oh, that would be embarrassing.
That's a fear of mine. That's a fear of mine is yeah. that I've worked with and they've recognized me is like a deeper
oh,
fear.
Oh no.
So like, I feel like that will be what they show me is like,
okay.
Oh, this was just some random, like, they're just a blurry person that you don't really remember their features. Ba-blam! It was your supervisor.
Well, now you know how to make Amber sing like a canary. no one use it against her.
Please. Unless you're like with the FBI, then I guess can no. I get the bonus that... No, can I get the bonus that you're going to get? Because they're going to be like, this is a good fucking idea. This is great torture here. Give me the bonus.
Okay.
And you can use it on me later in life. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
If I can just get the money now.
Better be a hell of a bonus.
I think it would be, right? Mm. If we just, I just like laid out how to psychologically torture me. Like therapists go to years of college to figure out that information.
Yeah, but it's just to torture you and you don't have any like valuable like.
Yet. Maybe. Maybe I do.
National security issues. I guess that's true.
Someday.
We're on going to be on a list now.
If we just don't know what the future might bring. Those crystals that I collect might do something.
They might. You're right. You might have like a vision. Mm.
Ooh. Like Raven.
Yes. I also was thinking, I don't know, like I could see myself being on like either a potential cult leader or like potential cult follower. Like I can see if there's any sort of like, they're tracking that shit. I think I'm probably on it.
You know, I think that you could lead a cult of like indifference. Like, cause you get me on board when you're like, but will it change my bills? I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I can be convincing. Yeah.
So like, I would follow you into like, you could probably convince me to quit paying taxes someday.
Awesome.
Like, I feel like you could do that to okay. me. I don't think you're a mean enough person to like try to control
no,
me or
no,
like
no, no.
be crazy. And but I do think that on the flip side, if someone offered you like a little cabin that had your needs and you could bring Robbie and the kids mm-hmm. and like you all just lived on a compound and lived together, but there was no weird like
it's my literal dream.
Mental control aspect that's usually always yeah. with those compounds, but like if it was like a legitimate compound, I think you would go into that cult.
It's my dream life. And like no forced orgies. Like if you wanna have an orgy, you know what, you be my guest. I'm not,
but you can say like not tonight,
right? It's your choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like not a cult, because I feel like that would just be like the ideal situation that all these cults are like pushing.
Yeah.
But like that would just be like a community.
Okay.
Really.
Well, I can see.
But like you could follow a cult leader easy. Like that. And then maybe like in a couple of years, you're like, oh shit, maybe this wasn't the best compound. We don't wish maybe. That on you, but it could happen.
It very well could. But again, it's in my yeah. personality. I'm a follower. So I'm definitely on that list.
Yeah, yeah. I get that. I like that.
Yeah. Is it your turn or is it my turn?
I think it was my turn because we were talking
okay,
about you
perfect.
Being a cult leader.
Okay, perfect.
I think another thing that maybe I'm on a list for is like something that I do. So it's like in my file and it put me on a list. Mumbling to myself.
Oh.
I bet I make a bunch of people like notice me when if they catch me mumbling to myself.
I think more people do it than you think though.
Then I don't hear it because I literally don't notice any mumbling because I'm probably mumbling to myself.
Yeah, I've been, you know, I've been working like two jobs lately and there are people at both locations that I think they're talking to me because they're like in my vicinity and I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, what was that? And they're like, nothing, I was just talking to myself. And I'm like, oh, cool.
But isn't that such a weird interaction when you have it where you're like,
no.
Because you have, okay. Because for me, it's as an anxious person, it's awkward to admit that I mumble to myself. So like, I think I'm on a list of like, because it's like a weird trait.
Like a social, like a social anxiety thing?
An anxiety.
Or, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're on an
like
anxiety
list? I have to like talk to myself. Yeah.
That's okay.
And like they are making lists of people who are currently taking certain medications. So like I'm actively choosing not to take those right now because other people in my life are on that list and I need to be the one to stay back if I have to.
Right. I'm on that list.
I can't get carted away because I have a daughter.
Right. Right.
So I'm going to just raw dog anxiety until it's safe. And I've told my therapist this and she has not told me it's not a good or a bad idea.
Oh, good. So at least she supports it. And as long as she supports it, then it's good.
Yeah. Or she's letting me live in my delusion and that's okay too.
That's definitely okay. So then it's not harmful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what's important.
Yeah. So that's a list
that
I'm on, or a trait that they've written about.
Okay. Mumbling.
Yeah. Mumbling.
You know when Annabelle went missing, or when they said Annabelle went missing?
Were you a suspect?
For sure was on that list. I mean, are you kidding me? All the shit that I look up. Yeah, I was on that list.
I think you were deeper on that list than I was. Yeah. I think I was on the list as like subject's friend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know. I mean, yeah. And then, but now that she's with Matt, I'm just like, ugh. Girl,
did
bye.
You see, I think I sent you that TikTok of like the demon face thing that was like straight like looking at him. Matt. Oh, boy, better.
I've been binging Ghost Adventures again lately and he was on it.
He what?
Yeah, he was on the most recent season. So
was it pre-Jawbone? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Wild and Out days.
I'm sorry. No, it was post-Jaw.
Oh, it was post Jabba.
Yes, but it was pre Annabelle.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. No, I know AJ after Jaw and BJ before Jaw.
Oh.
That's how I like list his career things. Because
Before
Jaw, he was rough and
I still think he's... And then, ugh.
I do too.
Oh, okay.
He's gotten uglier, but like there was a moment where you didn't realize it was all like fake before you realized he was the Wild and Out guy. You just thought he was a hot dude.
I didn't watch Wild. But then
neither did I. Okay. So then when he went TikTok famous and they were like, "Oh no, he's the Wild and Out guy," you were like, "This is all surgically implanted in you. You didn't work out like this.
Your mama didn't give you any of this. I mean, maybe she did with her purse, but
nah, yeah."
Yeah.
So like that's kind of the way I look at him. So I'm probably on a list of like maybe they're concerned about me with him because I'm just like, ugh.
Oh,
he's gross.
I got a hater list. I'm on a hater list. I've gotten it written down. So for sure.
Do you want to share that real quick?
Who do you think I'm on? Who do you think I wrote down I'm on their hate list?
Well, I mean the Cheeto in charge, obviously.
Yeah, but I'm not as... I think there are people who do more.
There are people higher up there. Yeah. Like, we're low on that list just because we're not actively posting about certain things. But is it a celebrity hater?
No.
Oh, it's a personal.
Well,
Is it like a person that like we know and have had more than two conversations with?
No.
Okay, so it's like someone we don't know.
Yes.
But we've talked about a lot.
I feel like, yeah, I talk about them. I feel like you're not going to guess it.
I don't think I will.
I'm definitely on Ted Cruz, like, the hate list. I hate that fucker. For a long time, I used to tell people he was a Zodiac killer.
You did. I do remember that. You used to tell everybody that who would listen.
Mm-hmm. I hate that guy so much. So, yeah, I just know I would be on that one.
Yeah.
For sure.
I could see that. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what list I would be on.
Like, who you hate the most? Who's that guy from Vanderpump Rules?
Sandoval. Yep.
Yeah, you talk a lot of shit about that guy.
He deserves it. Actually, it's all of the men of Vanderpump except for Bo and Peter. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all suck.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like that DJ James Kennedy that I told you about who ended up like being abusive towards his girlfriend in public. And then Tom Sandoval cheated on his longtime partner of like 12 years with her best friend. And Tom Schwartz was a narcissist and very abusive. He dumped a beer on top of his fiance's head in the middle of the streets of Mexico. And then
absolutely not.
And then Jax is the last one. He threw his wife into bushes after a DV altercation.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So like all of the men, but two of them are great and they're great partners. One of them has stayed single for a really long time, which he should, cause he's a little man. Yeah. So like, but he like acknowledged like he doesn't need to get serious. Mm-hmm. Like he goes into relationships knowing that he's like a man whore. And then
okay,
another one married my favorite.
My best friend.
Another one married my best friend who doesn't know me. Stassi, my favorite character on this show. So, and he's really cool. He balanced her out very well. So I think I'm on a I love Stassi too much list, and I'm on a fuck the men of Vanderpump Rules but two of them list.
Okay.
Yeah.
So specific. the gay guy that hangs out with Anderson Cooper all the time, is he from Vanderpump Rules?
He is from Bravo. So his name's Andy Cohen, and he's yes. like the main, he like built Bravo.
And that's...
He's the one who came up with The Real Housewives, which then came up with all the spinoffs. So like we can thank him for any Real Housewives of whatever city.
Oh, okay. He's funny.
He is funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to definitely poke the bear. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Watching him do interviews.
Probably. I've never watched because I never know who he's talking to, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
He's good. So, yeah. Anyway. I'm on like probably a couple Bravo lists. I probably wouldn't be allowed to go to like BravoCon where they like bring all the celebrities together, kind of like a Comic-Con. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. Yeah. So like all the housewives and the spinoffs like go to these like panels and answer all these questions. And
oh my gosh. And you're on the do not enter list.
Yeah. I've never gone to BravoCon. I haven't saved up or like wanted to leave town for that. But like it might be on a to-do list.
Oh. If there's like a Legolas like convention, I'm probably on the do not enter list for that from like Orlando Bloom.
You know? I do remember. You had a cutout of him in your room when we were growing up.
I was forced to get rid of it when I moved in with my husband. I also had you a Barbie had
that for a long time.
Yeah, I loved him so much. I'm probably on like a do not enter. You know, I'm so glad he and Katy Perry are breaking up, which is funny. I would have never thought I would have said that.
I know.
But I'm so glad because he deserves better.
Space exploring. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's crazy. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other lists? Anyway, back to what we're talking about. Do you have any other?
I don't think so. Did you have anything else?
I have two things.
Okay.
So I'm probably on like an eBay watch list as well, just from like the dolls, the taxidermy that I look at.
I will say probably a handful of our research that we do for this podcast is probably why we're on most of the lists that we're actually on.
Absolutely. Yeah. This podcast is definitely fucking up all of our files. But I did that before we had the podcast. So I just figured I look at enough haunted shit. And the last thing I had was if they ever study why millennials remember songs and movie quotes from like 30 years ago, but I have no recollection of like science class or like math. Like I don't know any of that, but like I can sing you Down by Jay Sean and Lil Wayne word for word.
Yeah.
Why?
That's okay. I'm part of that club too. I really appreciate that you did such good research on the clubs we're part of, because I'm just gonna go where you go.
Perfect. These were just things that popped in my head.
So it's so funny. I told my coworker today there was someone walking. Like they were just walking and it looked like a strut. It looked like a walk. And my coworker and I both noticed this like type of walk. And so it stuck out to both of us. So it was a real strut. And she was like, wow, that's a way to walk. And I was like, you know, when I see that person, cause I've seen them walk into my job twice. And I said, when I see that person walking, the song Strut by Cheetah Girls plays in my head, and she laughed so hard at me.
Was she like, yes, that's my favorite song?
She just was like, okay.
So that's who you are. Okay.
But like, not only do I remember the lyrics and remember the
dance
and remember the lines in a movie,
mm-hmm.
they'll play yeah. perfectly as like a background track to my life.
I could, we probably could recite She's the Man. I guarantee you word for word. The whole movie.
Yeah. If we like, yeah.
I really think we probably
could be one of those. I don't know if you were on this side of TikTok for a while ago where people would just like record themselves in front of the TV lip syncing to whatever was yeah, playing.
100%.
Us with She's the Man.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of my skills, like for a lot of things. Like I quote movies a lot, but yeah.
My mom said when I was little, I used to quote commercials.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Like the Shane Co. commercial. I knew all of that, but I knew like all
Your
of the commercials. The
diamond business. The Shane Company.
Off Arapahoe Row and Emporia. Something I-25.
I used to sing...
Oh, sorry.
Oh no, you're okay.
I've never seen Shane Co. before, and Craig and I had to go to a wedding that passed that, and I was in a shuttle bus for like people going to the wedding.
Shane Co.
I did the whole commercial, and I think people thought it was funny for the first two lines, but then I kept going and I did the entire
thing.
And then
they were like,
it turned into like a spectacle, and it was so.
Did they clap?
No.
When you were done.
But I had one person go, whoa.
You were not. That was the wrong vibe.
I know.
In that,
I felt
someone
it.
Should have clapped.
I know. I felt it the second I said it all.
Wow, I would have been
See,
like.
That's why we
impressed.
Hang out, because we both validate each other the way we want to be validated.
Yeah, you that bus so did not pass the vibe.
That memory of Shane Co. and the commercial reinciting, mm-hmm. that's probably another way to torture me. That one makes my skin crawl. I would walk around in a lace skirt with my butt hanging out again before I would repeat the Shane Co. commercial and not get a reaction.
I just think you were with shitty people. I don't think it's that embarrassing. I mean, no offense to the people you were with. I said that, but I didn't act. I just mean like they
weren't on the same level.
A dry sense of humor, yeah. right? They take life too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They're not millennials. I don't know.
I didn't know any of them in the bus other than my husband. And my husband was like, yeah.
He's like, that was really
yeah,
cool.
But he didn't okay. clap because he was in public. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Craig for you. But yeah. I would have clapped. Okay. Do you want to know the memory?
Yes. Let's go back. Let's go to the memory.
But it's about you, though.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Like what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be one of them was going to be when you ran into that sign when we were walking.
I forgot.
That's what I thought it was going to
Can I just say that
was so funny.
I have never been told I took that like a champ. And that quote was said to me by a very popular girl that I didn't even know knew my name.
I mean, you got like knocked the fuck out. You
but I didn't.
Because
I kept.
So hard.
It, but like, I kept.
Oh, I know you did. You just were like, let's go. And I'm like. What just happened? Is there blood on the sign? Yeah, you have like a bowl, like blood dripping down your head. I was like, "Are you okay?" Anyway, so that was the memory I thought you're gonna. Oh, sorry again for bringing up another bad memory.
So we've shared a lot of my memories. Can we share one of yours?
Yeah,
nothing
I don't
too horrible, but like just one.
No, this one's pretty bad. I think about this way too much. Someone that I know that's very close in my life, they were transitioning, and there were some people in their life that like weren't super on, they just like weren't like 100% yet,
yeah.
you know? And so we had literally talked like that day. I was like, okay, so help me help you. I want to do it, you know, mm-hmm. do it right. What do I need to say?
Teach me.
And so we're just saying like, well, when we're around this person, don't be weird. Like, don't, you know, just mm-hmm. don't even say anything or just address
like,
me by my name.
Yeah, don't even bring it up.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's so horrible.
So then fast forward, we're in this moment. I use the wrong pronoun I used the pronoun that I wasn't supposed to use. And then I was like, oh, fuck. And then I used the
pronoun.
Yeah, the old pronoun that like I shouldn't be using anyway. And I just was like, oh, darn it. Doi. Yeah. And everybody just stared at me. And the person that's close in my life was like, looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? Anyway, I think about that all the time.
Okay.
That's a pretty good moment.
Yeah.
Also, when I told the girl at Claire's, she was wearing this bow, and I meant to just be like, oh, I wish I looked like cute when I wear that stuff. But I was like, oh, I wish I had a job that like I could wear that at. And all my friends were like, Leslie, you low-key were like the biggest bitch to her ever.
I think about that.
That was that might have been after.
That might have been. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sophomore year.
Okay.
But I think about that moment. I feel bad for that girl at Claire's. I'm sorry.
Yours are just like...
me being an idiot.
Well,
me putting my foot in my mouth.
No, it's just like you remember them so crisp and clear. And I guess I do too. I guess I'm just... You're telling me stories that I don't know. And I'm like, whoa. Like...
oh.
Yeah.
Well, those are two things that keep me up at night.
Well, I get that. I honestly...
So you could waterboard me with that shit.
Yeah. Well, and like what's crazy is I was talking to my husband about like... that feeling of anxiety where something keeps you up at night and you just can never stop. His anxiety is like, there are too many people around and it makes me want to hit things. And I was like, oh, I never realized that we had two different anxieties. So this whole time I've been like, we both have anxiety. So he gets it.
He doesn't get it.
He does not.
He wants to hit things.
Yeah. He's like, when I'm in a crowd of people, he gets his skin crawls so much that he like wants to Hulk. And like just like freak out, and which is so weird because that's so opposite of his personality.
Yeah.
And but then he never does it, obviously, because we haven't been on like the news. But he
Maury.
He like has that fleeing like moment. It makes him want to like run away so he doesn't like turn green or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I'm like, no, I just like stay up at night thinking about how like. I walked into a sign and someone said, like, you took that like a champ. Or I'm talking to one of my bosses and I meant to say, like, because they hired me in the summer. And so I had only seen her in dresses and skirts. And so when it transitioned into fall, I meant to say, oh my gosh, I've never seen you wear pants before. And instead I said, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you put pants on today. And she remembers it. She's admitted to me that she remembers it. And she said,
she was like, yeah.
She's like, I don't think about you every time I put pants on, but I think about you the first time I put pants on when it's fall.
Oh,
once a year, this woman thinks of me.
At least it's not every time she put pants on. That would be really embarrassing.
I think that she pointed that out because she knew my anxiety would be like, you think of me every time you wear pants.
You're wearing pants right now.
Did you think of me this morning?
Awkward.
She knows my anxiety could never. Like,
oh.
So she's like, I think of you once a year when I put pants on for the first time. That's it.
Just my first pants. I wear pants year-round. My first pant.
I do too. So that's why it was so shocking because I've never met someone who wears skirts and dresses for an entire season. Oh, she's the best. But yeah. So
I get those
like foot in mouth moments though.
Yeah.
Where you're just like,
they suck. I hate myself.
I literally said like the worst thing ever. Like, I'm going to do another one because you shared too.
Ooh.
Different eye doctor. Didn't like him as much as this one I just talked about. But his sister came in for an eye exam and I was really nervous because I had to be her tech. And I was talking to her.
That is nerve-wracking.
And she had just had a surgery. And so I wanted to like seem like I knew what was going on. But I was also second-guessing everything that I was doing, even though I'd done the job for years. And so I sat her in the exam room. And, of course, she's cool. She's like this person who brings whiskey every time she comes to the office and makes sure that I get to try it after the office is locked. And she, like, snowboards. And she doesn't have a traditional job. And she's, like, really laid back. Loves to travel. Okay. Like, cool, like legitimate cool person.
The cool sister. Yeah.
And so legitimate, I'm trying cool to like be on her level. And then I like put her in the exam room and I say, okay, great. Your brother's going to come check on your balls in just a minute.
Did she laugh?
I closed the door. I didn't even wait.
Oh I think that's the best part. The fact that you just were like, your brother's going to come check your balls. Click. Oh, that's a good one.
So I think
I like that one.
I think there are a lot of moments that'll be used against me someday in the court of law when we start waterboarding again.
Uh-oh. Well, hopefully they maybe, I don't know. They had to go to the bathroom a lot. They missed a couple seasons or something. I don't know.
I just really feel like these are the different vibes that we have. You're being watched and I'm not being watched, but they're gathering intel just in case I ever become a problem.
Just in case they ever need to, like, very severely torture you.
They're like, this girl doesn't enjoy what's happening and she's somewhat vocal about it, but she also is in the I don't give a like fuck about worrying about it. Mm-hmm. So like they're just collecting stuff just in case. And then they're like, no, like we got our eye on her. It's fine.
Like, yeah, she's probably.
We're just going to be aware of her.
I did ask Robbie what list he thought I was on. And he talked about my political views. So I probably am on a list for that, too. He's not wrong. But we're being funny and silly. Not real right now.
Yeah, no. We're not going to take it to the real because we're the light. But. Yeah, I think those are great lists and great waterboarding techniques that I've now shared with everybody. So they're useless to the FBI now. I've foiled their plot.
Good point.
I've already talked about it publicly.
Good point.
And in 2 years, I will talk about how I brought all this stuff up again.
Yeah. And
be like,
and there will be new things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
there will be.
In the best way possible. So good idea, Amber. Thanks for thinking this up and thanks for playing along. That was fun. I think we'll be I'm excited to be sillies.
Yeah. Thanks for brainstorming. FBI gel. Thanks for brainstorming with me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's no other thing we can say than on that note, we will spook you next Tuesday. Bye.